Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just bring her a lot of clarity to know what she ought to do to obey you more perfectly. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because He's going to be protecting you from all the, just all the trials that are going to be coming, and guiding you through them. And then understanding that when you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And that you can understand persecution better when you understand Bible prophecy. So just talking about Bible prophecy. And talking about the Nebuchadnezzar statue and the timeline that's laid out there. I'm going to start talking about the fourth head of this leopard beast, or the bronze portion of the statue, okay? But before I do, I want to just mention something about the Pope. Now, there's a common doctrine that the Pope is the Antichrist. Now, I don't believe this to be accurate from the scriptures. There's a teaching that is put out earlier called the Spirit of Antichrist, where I go more into the scriptures on it that you can listen to if you want. But just from the scriptures, from the book of John, where he talks about the Antichrist, Antichrist is a Jewish thing, okay? He needs to be a Jew. The Jews are not going to build the temple for a Catholic priest. And the whole thing where the Pharisees question him and say, "Art thou the Christ?" Okay, the Son of the Blessed. It's in the Gospels. And once again, I go through those scriptures and that teaching in more detail. If you want to listen to that, the Jews are waiting for the word Antichrist is just to believe that Jesus is not the Christ, okay? And that's exactly what the Jews believe. They don't believe that He is the Christ, okay, which is the Son of God and the Messiah, okay? Peter did, again, I go through all those scriptures in that teaching where he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," okay? Peter confesses it, okay? Some Jews believed, okay, and those are the ones that got saved, spread the Gospels, got persecuted, the apostles, of course, okay? And then those who don't, and those who don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, like it describes in the book of it's in both 1 and 2 John, that's the biblical definition of the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, the Spirit of Antichrist, of course, can apply to a lot of things, okay, in terms of when you or depend upon works, but the actual Antichrist is a Jewish doctrine, okay? So that's why I don't believe that the Pope is the Antichrist, right? But he is relevant, that's for sure, okay, in Bible prophecy. But I do want to explain something, because when he shows himself in this third head of the leopard, okay, he does seem certainly like the Antichrist. And the reason why is because you see this pattern, okay? And Daniel's the best example here, okay? This is Daniel. What happens is, in the head of gold, okay, which is Nebuchadnezzar, he's a pretty good king, okay? But all of a sudden, this thing comes over him where he makes this decree where everybody needs to bow down and worship him, and he makes this image of the golden statue, which is very similar to what happens in Revelation 13, at the very end of this golden statue. Once again, Nebuchadnezzar's the head of gold, okay, but the whole body of this Antichrist statue is of the same spirit, of course, okay, and you see him in Daniel chapter 3, and it says here, this is verse 19, when Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego won't bow down to him and worship him, okay? It says, or the statue that he makes, I'm sorry. And it says in verse 19, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach,
and Abednego, okay? So, like, something comes over him, okay, where he says, you're not going to bow down to this thing and worship it, and his whole visage changes, okay? And then you see this here, again, the same pattern. Now we're in the portion of silver, okay? This is the next part of the statue, and then also referred to as the second beast, which is the bear, okay? And this is, again, King Darius, okay? He's a pretty good king, okay? But then here you see, this is Daniel chapter 6, where he makes this decree where nobody can pray to him. Nobody can pray to any other god or anything except for him alone. They can only pray to him. And when Daniel prays to God, okay, he's supposed to be thrown in the lion's den. And it says here in verse 14, it says, then the king, when King Darius finds out that Daniel's going to be killed because he didn't submit onto this, because he still prays to God, it says, then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him from, and labored until the going down of the sun to deliver him. So he like loses his mind a little bit for a minute, where he's like, he goes with this decree, and then when he realizes Daniel's going to die because he's praying to God and not to him, he's like, why did I, you know, he's sort of displeased with himself. He's like, why did I do this decree? It doesn't make any, I'm so sorry about that, excuse me. He's like, why did I, you know, do this, okay, and make this decree, okay? He's displeased with himself. So, it's just, you see this Antichrist. The whole thing is the spirit of Antichrist, the whole statue is. But you see it really prophetically show its head in the head of gold, and then again the head of silver. And that's what that's what I believe, just according from the pattern, the Pope to be in that portion of the third head, where he shows himself as this in the same pattern. It's just longer because the third beast is so much longer. It's got four heads. It's a longer period of time. The bronze section is pretty long, but it seems to follow that same pattern. But I don't believe him to actually be the Antichrist. It's just that you see this pattern that's going to take place in Revelation 13 show up, like I just read in the scriptures with Nebuchadnezzar and again with King Darius. And I think that the Pope is just another pattern, an example of that same pattern. I'll go ahead and leave that there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just continually asks to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things and just obey you more perfectly. I ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.